Hey, we've got about 7 more minutes going down to the new year. To a whole new... Right. All right. And I can think of no better way to really get us into the spirit of things by getting one of the great blues singers of all times and one of the great saxophonists. His name is Eddie Cleanhead Vincent.
Getting winter, my head gets kind of cold. I try to grow a little hair, but I can't to save my soul. When it comes to getting summer, I get such a pretty tan. You can hear all the women holler, "Where can I find that clean-head man?" I've been for a long, long time, but I don't need to worry. You get yours, and brother, you know I get mine.
count it down. All right. Here we go. 10.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to do one of my original tunes. I call this tune Non-Alcoholic.
Thank you.
of me. Sitting on a courtroom seat. My baby left me. Sitting on a courtroom seat. Cruelty, 'cause I hit her once or twice. One night I tried to choke her. She said I wasn't nice. I used to love that woman till the strain was killing me. Now a lawyer's charging incompatibility. Well, she won the game. Now she's got a first degree. I got the old alimony blue on the day she set me free.
Clean Head Benson. Norman Page. Harry Sweets Anderson. Steve Novosel. Walter Bolden. And Ray Bryant. And a happy new year to you. Are you enjoying the show? As I said, I'm having more fun than anybody. Yeah, it's really been a ball. Here at Blues Alley, they'll be back shortly. But they'll be back. As a matter of fact, we're going to do another show here for those of you here in the room. Because we've got a lot of good things happening. It's New Year's Eve. It's 1980. It's the beginning of a new decade. Sorry about that. But what that means for Jazz Alive is that we at Jazz Alive would like to present this kind of jazz for you. Because do you want us to do this? Huh? Right. All right. All year long, what we try to do is to present musicians of this caliber, various styles, but certainly the quality of the music remains the same. And so what we're trying to do is to really help you enjoy the new year, bring the new year in right and swinging, and we are so glad you came because it's a ball for us. Right. We're going to be hearing from Carol Sloan, from Zoot Sims, and from some of the people we heard a little earlier in the show, but it's been our pleasure to be here at John Bunyan's Blues Alley and to start off the Jazz Alive New Year celebration. This is the third one for us. It's an exciting one. We're going out to Chicago. We're going to do a lot of good things on the air. But those of you who are right here, we're going to be back and we're going to be really doing some things that we hope will excite you and help you drink the champagne. And how you doing? You got enough champagne there? All right. Okay. And really bring the new year in right. Thank you very much. You're a marvelous audience. You really are. Straight ahead. Let's give you a round of applause. Right.
Thank you, Billy. Our celebration from the nation's capital has just about come to an end. And out in Chicago, it's still 1979, and the party is just about to get underway. But before we turn you loose to the Windy City, I'd like to remind you that tonight's Jazz Alive broadcast is coming to many of you live via satellite for the very first time. Did you know that NPR is the very first radio network to use satellites for distributing programs? And you're hearing the benefits right now, live. The music is of very high quality, and the sound is of very high quality, too, and in stereo. We'd like to let you know about some of the people who made this Blues Alley broadcast possible. Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special is produced by Tim Owens. Co-producer for the Washington segment is John Bunyan of Blues Alley. Our technical director is Maurice Schlesinger. Our director is Maurice Schlesinger, and our technical director is Jim Anderson. And technical assistants, Bob Knott, John Paul, Greg Hedgepath, and John Newell. Our production assistants included Alex DeSanto and Wanda Fears. Executive producer, Steve Rath. Production funds for this broadcast were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Rhonda Hamilton, on behalf of Billy Taylor, wishing you the happiest new year and reminding you to stay right where you are, because coming up is Woody Shaw and his quintet and the Vaughn Freeman Quartet. Host Dick Buckley is standing by to pick up the celebration in Chicago when Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special continues after this one-minute pause for station identification. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
There are just 30 minutes left of the 70s for Woody Shaw, Vaughn Freeman, and Ken Nordine live from the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve celebration continues with five more hours of live jazz. I'm Dick Buckley, your host in Chicago. Leonard Feather standing by in San Francisco with the Art Blakey All-Stars, so stay with us through the night. We're ready for our first set here at the Jazz Showcase, and it's a genuine pleasure for me to introduce a Chicago jazz legend to the nation. Tenor saxophonist Vaughn Freeman has been a fixture in Chicago jazz for over 40 years. He was one of the first graduates of Captain Walter Dyett's curriculum at DuSable High School on the South Side. Unlike some of his better-known classmates, like Johnny Griffin, Clifford Jordan, Vaughn stayed behind in Chicago with his brothers George and Bruzz, and together they have been a potent, constant inspiration to younger Chicago jazzmen, including Vaughn's son, Chico Freeman. In 1979, after four decades in jazz, Vaughn was awarded first place in the Downbeat Critics poll, the talent deserving wider recognition, so we think it's especially appropriate to present him with his quartet on this, the eve of the 80s. So let's go to the stage where Jazz Showcase manager Joe Siegel is ready to introduce the Vaughn Freeman Quartet.
Good evening, everyone. Here we are at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago, ready to welcome in 1980. We'd like to introduce to you the first group that will help you do that. First of all, on piano, we'd like you to welcome one of the premier pianists in all of modern music and certainly a number one man in Chicago. Let's welcome young John Young. I didn't know you played that good. On bass, let's welcome Mr. Dave Shipp. Dave Shipp on bass. On drums, a very respected gentleman who is a professor of music. So let's welcome Mr. Charles Walton. Professor Charles Walton on drums. And this gentleman here on the plays the tenor saxophone. He's a saxophonist. Mr. Vaughn Freeman. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jazz Showcase to you. We'd like to thank you so much for your support throughout the years. And let's hope 1980 you'll be coming out to hear great music, because that's all that we feature here. Back to Vaughn Freeman. Thank you.
And it's a happy new year from Chicago and a rousing welcome for 1980 for the Ron Freeman Quartet with John Young, piano, Dave Schiff, bass, Charles Walton, drums, and saxophonist Von Freeman at home in Chicago, coming to you live from the Jazz Showcase on Jazz Alive. I'm Dick Buckley, inviting you to stay with us for more of our New Year's Eve celebration. Now, later tonight, we'll be going to San Francisco's Keystone Corner to hear Art Blakey and his All-Stars featuring Freddie Hubbard, Cedar Walton, Jackie McLean, Curtis Fuller, Billy Harper, Dennis Irwin, and Airto. It's just a few minutes into the new year here in Chicago, and we've got the Woody Shaw Quintet coming up after this 10-minute intermission. Right now, stay tuned for some end-of-the-decade thoughts and New Year's resolutions from Chicago's jazz word man, Ken Nordine. After this 10-second pause for station identification, Happy New Year from NPR, National Public Radio.